There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Bah!
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, buddy.
Buddy, Julius Randle could score 60. And the Knicks are going to lose.
It doesn't matter. Can I get the tops now card? Actually, they don't have a basketball license. Maybe I'll do a custom card for you. He scores 60, but it'll have a big font. But they lose.
It's a final, Knicks, yo.
Yep, I watched
score
the
over
final.
130 points.
Yeah, 57 points for Julius Randle tonight. And the Knicks lose 140 to 134.
That's Julius had a terrible fourth
Randle.
Quarter.
Oh, man. Done. I'll tell you. The Wolves shoot 60% from the floor and 60% from three-point range.
61.4%.
Torian Prince, who's averaging 8 points a game, had 35 tonight. He didn't miss. He's 8 out of 8 from three-point range.
Should Tom Thibodeau be fired on principle when something like that happens?
I mean, really.
Whole thing is about effort and defense?
This is like, what is this? Who are you and who have you turned into? Like, suddenly, he's going to unzip his head. He's going to be like Paul Westhead. Or, hey, all we did was try to put points on the board. We don't care about defense.
You know what? He's a guy that decided that he wants to own the Garden. Jordan's retired. LeBron's not playing. Nick show. So I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to be the Prince of New York. Let's go!
60% from the floor, 60% from three. And the Wolves beat the Knicks 140 to 130.
Knicks, yo!
This is one of those games.
It's
like,
their
really?
Time.
Really? Like, really? Like, really? Like, what? Like, come on, man. Seriously? Like, really? Is that really? 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 What do you do? I mean, I was all excited because we beat the crap out of the Nuggets over the weekend. I'm like, yeah, you got to take us seriously now. You got to take us seriously now. And now, you know, the Wolves come in who are barely 500, not even, and they shoot 6% from the floor and they win this game.
I believe the great artist Paula Abdul said it best. Two steps forward, two steps back. and then dance with the cartoon cat.
TJ, we come together because opposites attract. TJ. So
already we're starting tonight, and I'm like,
You just don't get to have nice things, man.
No,
I can't. Go back to last week, people were asking, I mean, we talk a lot about the World Baseball Classic, right? We've got great game going on, Mexico, Japan, Randy Arozarena is now a superhero who signs autographs during pitching changes, robbing fly ball after fly ball, would-be home runs. Nope. Not in my house. All of these things. And we go back to the big injury because, look, nobody's crying for Altuve. See how different the reaction was? Your guy gets hurt.
Oh, Jimmy Diaz gets hurt.
Goes
yeah.
silent.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
Edwin Diaz gets hurt, and everybody cries about what
Let's
a terrible
get rid of the World
thing.
Baseball Classic. Why are we playing it?
Yeah, then Altuve gets hit, breaks his hand, and everybody goes, eh. Cost of doing business. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Cheater. Like the completely different
Cheater.
Responses.
Cheater. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but it was Altuve. Wednesday weekend.
Oh, okay. Oh, but it was Altuve. I mean, you know, you're right. That's exactly what the reaction was to this. And look, to be quite honest right now, it is a very big moment right now in the World Baseball Classic. United States in the championship game tomorrow night. Mexico leads Japan right now 4-3 as Mexico coming to bat now in the top of the eighth inning. They have just pushed across a run to take the lead. They have runners at second and third and two out. You know, the winner of this game will play the United States. Otani's playing tonight. And, you know, everybody's going crazy about the batting practice he had. He's hitting almost 500 in the World Baseball Classic. Here's the best I can do for you, right? Here's the best I can do. The best I can do is, And I'm sure I'll be excited tomorrow night with the United States playing in the championship, and it'll be fun. All the superstars are out there. But I kind of feel like when you're watching the Olympics, right, and it's an event that you don't really care about, but you're rooting for the United States.
But because you get into it,
because we live in the United States. We want the United States to win. But if they lose, you know, it's like, oh, that's too bad. But, you know, that guy from Germany deserved it, or, you know, that woman from China deserved it, or that guy from Canada, or that, you know, that woman from South Korea, whatever it is. You go, oh, yeah, or that team from Jamaica, whatever it is. You know, that bobsled team, boy, they were great.
I dig it. You got the Jamaican bobsled.
That's kind of how I feel like it. Maybe it's my age because I grew up in a different time, and this was foisted upon us, like now you have to care about the World Baseball Classic. And all I could think of is, I don't care about this as much as I want my guys to stay healthy. And here I am this year having to deal with Edwin Diaz being done for the season because of bleeping, jumping up and down, celebrating over winning a game that doesn't really count. So maybe that's it, and you have this, and you got to hook this next generation of fans who have grown up knowing nothing but the World Baseball Classic, right? Because we've been doing this now for 15, 16 years. You know, it's been around enough time for now for people who are in their mid-20s or younger or 30 say, hey, it's always been a part of my life and I like the World Baseball Classic. And we see that the ratings are okay. The ratings across the globe are phenomenal. Mm-hmm. The in-person attendance is fantastic. The atmosphere is electric. I mean, maybe I'm just the wrong person. And if you ask me this with a healthy Edwin Diaz, maybe I give you a different answer. But the best I can give you is meh. I mean, like I said, I'm sure I'll be excited tomorrow, but that's the best I can do.
No, and I get it, right? And it's like we always have been using the Kevin Durant sound clip, and it applies here. I talked about it a little bit yesterday. Dan Beyer was in with me on Fox Sports Sunday. You know, you don't like it, don't watch. Right? I can't force you to like it. There's plenty of sporting events that you casually go through, right? It might be on at someone's house or it's on in the bar, and you don't care enough to say, hey, can you change that over to whatever? You leave it on because it's still a sporting event, right? And with the World Baseball Classic, you know, there's just all the other ancillary parts to it that I think, you know, and me, this goes back to my boring, pragmatic approach to the world and good business and promotion and the fact that you've got guys and players who have more excitement and intrigue in this scenario than they've been able to have in most of their professional lives. And of course, I'm looking right at you, Mike Trout, where, you know, weatherman and Eagles fan, right? Those are the two most interesting things. And deny, you know, who he's going to give his next All-Star MVP truck to, Like, that's been the highlights of his Major League Baseball career for the most part these last couple of years. And instead, you've got him rejuvenated. What the crowd sounded like after that Trey Turner Grand Slam over the weekend, you get goosebumps watching the replay or just hearing the audio from it, because it is a big moment. The players want in, and the owners, look, if they wanted to, they could block it, right? You had, obviously, some big conversations with Clayton Kershaw about his participation and where he's at physically and age and everything else, and whether it was a good idea, bad idea. You're ramping up just maybe a little more aggressively in terms of your preparation than you would be if you were in Arizona or Florida. You're still getting the work in, right, at the cage, in the infield, the outfield, and on the mound in your throwing days. So, you know, it parallels. It's not like you're suddenly, you know, in a lumberjack contest flipping logs. No, you're pitching a baseball just like you get paid to do. So all of that comes together. But to your point, yeah, if it's not your thing, and take Edwin Diaz out of the equation for a second. I know that's hard to do right now, but take him out of the equation. You know, if you're not into it because you want to watch the Knicks lose, despite a Julius Randle
We've moved on from it. It's germane to what we're doing here.
If you want to recalibrate your bracket for the Sweet 16 or whatever you got going on in your life, maybe you're just looking for the next episode of Ted Lasso or seeing if Krim's got a great question in the gallery. I don't know, but the fact is, you know, this has gotten a little bit of traction. It's not for everybody, as the ratings attest to, but you know what? Damn it, I'm in. USA.
No, I get it. Look,
USA.
It's the obviously the pride of country, and you know, it's easy to get up for that. You go, hey, look, I'm excited. Look, I want to see the United States win, and Mexico is six outs away from the United States Mexico game because they're going to the bottom of the eighth now, up 5-3 over Japan. But I mean, at the same time, you're like, if the United States loses, I'm getting back. Okay, I'm moving on from that 5 minutes after the game is over. And what's going to happen is, oh, the champagne is going to dry and the dust is going to settle, and I still don't have Edwin Diaz for the season.
Well, no.
Right? No matter what, we'll still be on air tomorrow.
No, we'll be on air tomorrow. So 5 minutes after the game, we'll be talking about what it means for U.S. baseball and our prospects going forward, how much we dominate the world, and we're the best country there's ever been created. Oh, we're cursing the system. We're cursing the minor leagues and wondering why we're not churning out better players. You know how this goes.
Hey, rank the greatest countries ever right now. 877-99 on Fox. Where is the United States? Are they the best? Is Canada better right now? Here's a hot take for you. I would take Canada over the United States right now just because of the free health care. 877-99 on Fox. United States might not even be on my Mount Rushmore of greatest countries ever.
I will tell you this. The World Happiness Report came out today.
Mm-hmm.
And the United States is 15th. You want to take a guess who's first?
Yeah, but there's a lot of countries, though. That's 15 out of how many?
Yeah, top 15.
It's not like we're reseeding the Sweet 16, and you are the 15th of the 16.
No, I get that.
Yeah, okay.
If everybody ate Happy Meals like Jason, we'd be number one.
Well, we'd also be really poor now because let me guess.
Number one has got to be. I get three guesses at number one because they're all the same. They're all in the same area. I'm going to say either Norway, Finland, or Sweden. Finland's number one.
Sweden's six. Norway is seven. Finland's been number one, I think, for 5 or 6 years.
Do you think that's a real – like, do we have that kind of – like, you think about, like, the United States-Mexico soccer rivalry and, like, the United States-Russia hockey rivalry, United States-Canada. Like, do those countries have a real rivalry with each other? Because everybody across the globe just thinks we're all the same. Finland, Sweden, Norway, the Scandinavian countries. Do you think they have, like, a real rivalry
with each other? They don't necessarily like each other. No, Norway
really?
And Sweden don't like each other.
I want to see a 30
I've spent a lot of time in Sweden.
Yeah. Like people walk down the street.
And then when you're in Norway, they go,
hey, blank Finland. And you go, yeah, blank Finland. Or there's like some kind of thing you say.
Well, no, I tell them I'm from Chicago and I now live in Los Angeles. I'm the most interesting man in the room and I don't pay for a beer.
Oh, all right.
And so I either know gangsters or movie stars.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
That's the assumption over there.
Okay. Because you're from
Chicago. One of those places.
Mike, where was Denmark?
Sure.
Denmark's still up there.
No, but
Denmark's
they got to be
lower
than those.
No,
there's always something rotten
Denmark's
in Denmark.
Denmark's second.
No, there you go.
No, I mean, look, something was rotten in Denmark for Shakespeare.
And they killed Hamlet there. I mean, how great could Denmark
be? He was indecisive. If he'd actually done something.
What do you mean he had it coming? He tried to save everybody. What do you mean Hamlet had it coming?
Yeah, but he waited too long.
That's what happens.
He did. He couldn't decide.
He waited too long. If he'd been more proactive, the latent angst and anxiety over his appearance wouldn't have been there. Finishing out the top five, you've got Finland, Denmark, Iceland, Israel, and the Netherlands.
All these places where it's cold all the time.
Well, but you know what you do when it's cold all the time? That's right. Let's get it on.
Yeah. Oh, whoa. Oh, okay. Wow. Okay,
chill out over there, Marissa Pippen.
All of a sudden.
Four times, man.
Put those
lower
fours
back
up.
Is killing me.
Get those fours
yeah,
up,
damn
I said.
Right.
Everybody wants to live where it's warm, yet the happiest people seem to be where it's cold all the time. I mean, look, I love wearing, like, warm stuff and Patagonia jackets and stuff. I like that and hoodies and stuff, but, I mean, I'd want to be where it's warm, no? I mean, you know, that's where you want to go. How are all these? I mean, really, so does like, are the unhappiest places, like the where the temperatures are hot? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking at the top 24 here.
Okay.
I don't know why it stopped at 24. Where the 25th was left off the list, I don't know. But 24 is Romania. 23 is Costa Rica. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that can kill you there, wild animals and stuff. Slovenia is at 22. France at 21. Lithuania. The UK at 19. Somehow Chechnya is above the United Kingdom.
Really? Chechnya.
That one's a little curious.
Yeah, no, it is curious.
All right, Belgium. Russia. Then go Belgium, then Germany, and then you get 15 for the United States. Ireland just ahead of the U.S. Canada at 13. Australia at 12. Austria at 11.
You're talking about places where there are things that can kill you anytime. That's Australia.
No, that's it. I mean, 12.
Spiders.
Yeah.
Animals.
What's that, buddy?
I said bluey.
No, that's right. It gets
bluey. Very nice for Osberg.
Yeah,
I can't believe that.
Nation.
I think that's a bad list, man. That's a bad list. Australia's too dangerous. Australia is entirely populated with criminals.
But it might be a case in Australia, just like with the cold countries at the top.
Oh,
since you're worried everything could kill you, you just stay inside and take care of your business.
Tonight's show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. So, yeah, well, at least there's that for the World Baseball Classic.
USA! USA!
Coming up next, you're not going to believe what former NFL quarterback is ready for a comeback.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, come on, Tyson. You got to be faster than that, man. You play that. You play that piece of crap soundbite. We're not even talking about it.
Well, it's because you're expecting it, so I wait.
Yeah, but here's the thing: it's not Tim Tebow. Who is it? We'll tell you next, right here.
I love
Jason and Mike from the TireRack.com studios. Fox.
Talk to you for a few minutes about diabetes.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
At least we're getting the song over with early. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
What's in the bag?
Tonight's show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Well, joining us now on the hotline for all the latest news in the National Football League, a man taking time away from the big 10,000-word column he's got for the Washington Post on the Syracuse Orange number one-ranked women's lacrosse team. It's Jason Lockenfora. J-Law, what's happening, buddy?
What's going on? I got to admit, I have paid no attention to lacrosse. I put a $25 bet on the Towson Tigers getting a goal and a half with, I think it was Albany coming here like 3 weeks ago. And we didn't cover, and I haven't paid any attention to lacrosse since. So I will take your word for it that the Syracuse gals are ranked first. Yeah, I've totally checked out.
Wow, you've stopped. That's brave. You have stopped betting lacrosse. I think when you're betting lacrosse, you need to.
Nominally. I mean, I'm sure as we get closer to, you know, the tournament. I'll pay more attention, but I know the Maryland men are dominant, but Johns Hopkins is seemingly down. Loyola has been down for a while. Towson seems to be down. Yeah, I mean, a lot of the schools around here are not quite as dominant as normal.
All right, well,
I'm sure that's why you guys have me on.
Exactly. No, that was good. Yes, that was a good breakdown. We'll get lots of traction in those discords.
Yeah.
Do we know anybody?
5,000 people just turned their radio off at the same time.
Do we know anybody who bets lacrosse? Oh, let's get Jason Lockett for an article.
I've done it once. I did it once. It didn't work out. Again, I did it the first week of the season, which was probably dumb, right? I should have probably waited till I actually, take in a little bit more and have a little bit more empirical evidence. But, yeah.
All right, so let's get to this because this is kind of fun the last few hours. Going to have an interesting person throwing at Auburn's Pro Day tomorrow, Cam Newton, because he says, ain't 32 people better than me in the NFL looking for a comeback from Cam Newton. How does this play out, Jay?
Oh, geez. I don't think. I mean, there's a body of work. He's played in a Super Bowl. You know what I mean? He's been an MVP. Really? We're going to see something at a pro day that's going to rekindle interest or take this to a new level or whatever? Do I think there's a spot for him in the league somewhere? I mean, there could be, I guess, but I mean, I'm torn because Jared Stidham started a game last year. So, you know what I mean? Sam Ellinger started a game last year. So, I don't know. I'm conflicted. But I think Cam's had his time, and I think Cam's body kind of started breaking down on him, right? And, I mean, not to say he can't play in the league, but does Cam really need to be or want to be is better way to frame it, a guy who, you know, is making $2.5 million to basically hold a clipboard. I don't know.
So what's the feeling out there with the talk of Magic Johnson now joining in on ownership possibility there for the Commanders?
Yeah, I mean, look, Harris understands what it's like to put an organization together. He, you know, has done it at the NBA. He's done it at the NHL. He's a guy who, if it is him, and I won't be totally convinced that Bezos is entirely out of it, you know what I mean, until we see the final outcome. But if it does go Harris's way, like, this is someone who understands the ins and outs and the intricacies of the professional sports business. This is someone who has a legion of people at his speed dial who he knows can be a marketing guru, right, can be a director of sales, can be a head of promotions, can be a team president, could, you know, even on the football operations side, someone to oversee that, not necessarily someone to be involved in the nuances of who to take in the seventh round, but someone who, as a team president, could oversee all of the Washington Commandos, and they'll always be the Commandos to me, you know, the Commandos' day-to-day operations on the business side and the football side. Like, I would expect him to make, you know, his imprints on that organization sooner rather than later, if that is the direction that it goes in, given that he has the level of acumen that he has in terms of, you know what I mean, how the sausage is made. Whoever ends up taking this over will immediately be infinitely more hardwired to succeed than Dan Snyder ever was. I mean, this truly is a case of nowhere to go but up. And it, to the people in that organization, it absolutely positively feels like ding dong, the witch is dead. Like, you know what I mean? There's a new, you know, new boss coming to town. We just don't know who it is, but a new day is upon us.
Jason Lockenfour with us, Odyssey, Washington Post, NFL insider, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Carmen. Okay, so the other big story, kind of like off-track betting in the Himalayas like we learned about in Fletch, but this is just as important. It's been radio silence for Lamar Jackson. Everybody could talk to him last Wednesday. Hey, where's everybody talking? Where's this at? And it's been like 5 days of nothing. What's happening with this, Jay?
No, I mean, I think there's really the two biggest sort of quarterback stories in the league have stagnated, Lamar and Aaron Rodgers. And they could be, should be sort of intertwined. Look, we've never in the history of the league seen a situation like this where a fully healthy 26-year-old who has basically won three of every four football games he's played in as a professional and who is a few years removed from being a unanimous MVP, he's basically he's unrestricted free agent-ish, right? Like, he's not fully an unrestricted free agent, but he's unencumbered of any of the usual blockades that will prevent anyone from getting an above or above board audience with him at any given time. You can wine him, you can dine him, he can come to your place, you can go to his place, you can spend as much time with him as you want or desire, whenever, wherever you want or desire, and yet no one has even acknowledge this, right? No team has even acknowledged this to the point where anyone has spent an iota of time seemingly with him. I mean, that's counterintuitive. That's bizarre. That's baffling. These are the same billionaires, many of whom were born on third base and barely stumbled home drunkenly to home plate, who will interview 15 or 16 people for a head coaching job knowing that they'll only hire one, right? But they want to be as exhaustive as possible. They want to explore every avenue. We want to make sure that we – how many people did Jim Irsay talk to about his head coaching job? 18?
He called me at the end, and I told
but
him
he doesn't
I
want to talk to Lamar Jackson?
Right.
He's in line to get – possibly the fourth best quarterback in a not-so-great quarterback draft that he tanked and torched and scorched earth his season for and hired a dude off his couch in Atlanta who wasn't a good high school football coach to try to get the first overall pick, because the only time he hasn't been a total jamoke in this league is when a 1-1 difference-maker quarterback has fallen to him. It's happened twice. Manning and Luck, the second time he said he was going to win multiple Super Bowls with Luck, he never got close to one. And he's sitting there at four, knowing quarterbacks are going 1-2, and knowing Arizona's going to trade out of three. And he doesn't want to take the time, after interviewing every Tom, Dick, and Harry in this league for his head coaching job, to interview a quarterback and find out from his own mouth what he wants, what he can do for us, what we could do for him, and how we could strategize in a way, in a manner by which I might only have to give up two picks for him. This is a guy who bid against himself 4 years ago for the services to dead-to-rights Philip Rivers, who nobody else wanted, who was ready to go to Alabama or whatever and coach high school football. And he bid himself up to $30 million for him. But he doesn't want to find out what Lamar Jackson should, like, would cost him. Make any of this make sense? It looks to me like a super fishy situation. And if they are colluding, it sounds like they're colluding, someone better take one or two for the team and pretend they care about getting better. Pretend that this is a meritocracy. Pretend that this is about doing whatever we can possibly do to win and not just, you know, abiding by the whims of our other business partners. And get an audience with this kid. Because if you don't, you're going to get a collusion lawsuit handed to you, the likes of which that will make the MLB one look like chump change. And that was, I believe, involved billions. Like, somebody pretend they really want to get the best and the brightest and one of the five most impactful football players on the planet. And you don't have to give them an offer. Just pretend you care enough about winning and not about protecting the shield and tamping down salaries and doing what your fellow billionaire boys club guys would want you to do. And find out from Lamar himself where he's at. Because anything short of that is just, it's begging. It's begging a collusion lawsuit.
Yeah, right now I just want to go get some oxtails, and I want to watch the Between Two Ferns episode that he's doing, Lamar on Lamar.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, and I got to say, when your sizzle reel and your teaser clip involves talking about Marty Morningweg, you've probably you've either asked yourself the wrong questions, or you desperately need a new editor / producer to pick something out that's going to make people want to watch. Now, I'm going to watch no matter what, but yeah. Truzz Productions could use some help, and hey, I'll consult for you guys. I'll do it, you know, gratis.
Do you think he discusses whether he's better than Bailey Zappi or Matt Jones?
Well, but look, there's four teams right now who the rest of the league is really looking at more than everybody else, saying, what the hell are you doing in regard to this kid? And the Patriots are certainly one of them. It's the Patriots, the Colts, it's the Jets, and the Falcons. Like, you can't make it make sense that none of them have already gone down there to at least hear from the kid's own lips where he is, what he wants, what you could do for him, what he could do for you. Like, make that make sense. Like, make that compute. How can they, you know, none of them even want to go down the road? And maybe it will be Belichick. He has no, like, that team is so unathletic. That team is so, like, non-electric, non-dynamic. It's plodding. It's they went out this weekend and signed, like, they signed Juju, a wide receiver who can't move, right? Then they signed Chris Board, like a special teams guy. Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you even trying to do? I mean, but Lamar himself, singularly, could make them a whole different thing. And if all Bill Belichick wants to do is beat you 17-14, if he just wants to play old school football, he wants to play rugby, you know, he wants to play a time of possession game, which it seems like he wants to do, who the hell's better equipped on the planet to do that from the quarterback position than Lamar Jackson?
You can follow him on Twitter at Jason LaConfora. That is at Jason LaConfora, Odyssey, Washington Post, and your official lacrosse odds maker here with us at Fox Sports Radio. Jay, as always, buddy, great stuff, man. We'll talk to you.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Thanks, Jason.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Welcome back in Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith Show with me, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. And do you believe in unlikelihood? All right, I'm stealing that straight from Gary Cole. Team Japan with the comeback victory. Guys, it means that either Shohei or Ohtani or Mike Trout wins a title in 2023.
Mike Trout?
He will play for a title. How crazy is this? Yeah,
Mike
they may
Trout,
not play have
not
a meaningful
play for a title,
at bat.
Is he?
Well, I mean, allegedly. We'll see it when it gets onto the field tomorrow. But I mean, this is crazy. I mean, you got a ball hit to the outfield, rounding third, barreling towards the plate, and the entire Japanese team is already rushing the field because the throw is not going to get there in time. It's like one of those really crowded kind of circumstances. If the dam had busted and guys had rolled through. It was awesome to watch the excitement, the tears in the eyes, and Ken Rosenthal now on the call with Fox Sports 1.
How many phone books, Mike?
You know what? I think they left it as it was to show, because if you leave Ohtani and Rosenthal at their normal heights, it makes Ohtani look that much more like a giant.
But yeah, that was incredible theater. And let's be honest, no disrespect to Mexico here, Mike, but Japan, USA tomorrow night for the title is a way better theater.
Oh, no question about it. And I put it in that, I mean, Murakami, obviously a national hero and on this big stage,
big play after big play. Great series for Randy Arozarena, and we can hope that he carries it into the regular season, as Jason alluded to before, a guy that a couple of years ago set the world on fire in the playoffs and World Series. But when you look at just the global impact that Ohtani has, I know they played the Czech Republic. I heard John Paul Morosi talking about this with Hartman and Ornberger as I was driving home from the studio yesterday, you know, talking about wearing a Czech Republic hat as he had his, you know, photo ops getting into the airport and rolling through. So to just kind of acknowledge the global growth of the game, the enthusiasm, and what it all meant. Are you not excited now, Smith? I mean, come on. This is what it's all about.
Listen, it was look, I love baseball, so it was exciting in the bottom of the ninth, and then the game was over, and I said, wow, we still don't have Diaz. This is going to end, and I'm not going to have Edwin Diaz for the
season. Do you want me to send you some Diaz cards? Will it make you feel better?
It's going to – yeah, that would help. Although, no, that would just be – no, that would be like Parcells. Parcells always say, I don't want the injured players around. It's a reminder of who's not there. So all that would do is remind me of the guy we don't have. So don't send me
Edwin Diaz. Can I just send you notes every day?
No.
I mean, I'm not going to send you actual notes because that would cost me the money of a stamp and stationery or whatever. And really, that starts to add up over 162 dates. I might as well just send you a gift card for a consolation Big Mac.
Yeah, no, just send me like David Robertson stats and cards.
Oh, nice.
Since he's going to wind up closing. So just do that. Send me that instead.
Well, he's been good sometimes.
Yeah. Send me that or more stories about how much sex Larsa Pippen had over the course of her
life. Well, for a day. I mean, yeah. Think about that. I mean, as everybody printed that off and walked into their rooms of their girlfriends and wives, like, hey, can we negotiate off of this top end, please?
That's a lot. I mean, you think about that. That makes Scottie Pippen go, man, and he had enough time to be one of the top 50 basketball players of all time.
Well, but think about it. He didn't have that demand on the lower back. I mean, because he had a lot of back injuries down the stretch.
He would be laying
on the sideline stretching all the time.
That's what it was. Maybe he would have had a longer, more productive career.
Not that he didn't make some $250 million.
But doesn't matter.
Play 20 years anyway, but hey.
Money is only temporary. Your career is forever. And what's the lesson? What's the lesson that everybody learn from Rocky? What's the biggest lesson you
learned? Women weaken legs.
If he dies, he dies.
And that's what happened.
Well, I thought it was don't trust the Russian.
No, if he dies, he dies. Okay, no, you guys are jumped ahead like four movies. No, we're back at the first Rocky movie.
Oh, throw the damn towel.
No, that's the fourth one.
What's the lesson in number two then?
I think the fourth one.
Because we got one, three, and four just like that nailed down to one sentence.
Don't listen to your wife.
Well, okay. I think
you can't win.
Rocky IV is the first one that Tyshirt saw. Whoa, you mean I can't just start at Rocky IV? I got to go. Oh, all right.
There was three before that.
They didn't just start with Rocky IV. There were three before.
There was people before the Russian.
There was. There was a country before. Yes, exactly. Yes, I don't know if you know. We'll break it down for you. So there we are. Your big WBC coming up next. Big story out of the NFL, Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.